Nothing shocks me with Matt from the standpoint of extremely intelligent on the field, but extremely intelligent off the field as well. He's got a plan for his life. He's back in school. Most guys in the offseason of NFL players are traveling and enjoy themselves. Matt's finishing school, finishing up his degree. He wants to be a businessman when he gets done playing football. He knows that day is going to eventually come, and he's planning for his future.
Get up, get out of your bed now. I'm wasting your time. This is a beautiful day now. It'll be just fine. Cause the sun is up now. We're ready to rise and shine.
It was very important to come back to school. That's one thing. And then for my mom, too, I promised that I'd come back. And I feel like that would mean a lot to her on graduation day, just to see her cry and things like that. And then getting an education from Florida, man, that's a big part, man. A lot of people around the country, it's a lot of UF alumni. Like, as you see, all 32 teams up here, we got players on every team. So it'll tell you how many NFL players that Florida Gators produce. Baltimore Ravens, of course. The best team up here, of course. Feel like something missing.
Yeah, you know, I know Ozzie Newsome and Joe Ortiz, one of their college scouting directors, Dean Pease, the defensive coordinator, got a lot of respect for the Ravens organization and what they stand for. They stand for what Matt Elam is. We talk about around here playing like a Gator. They talk about playing like a Raven. And certainly Matt's a guy that's going to do that.
Pressure coming. Mettenberger lets it go. Got a man open. It's Beckham.
My favorite memory had to be LSU game. We was actually down 6 points.
Game changer. They hit a deep ball. They caught us in a zone pressure.
It's Beckham down the sideline.
And it had a big play, and I ran down a receiver and stripped the ball from the whole crowd erupted.
What a play by Matt Elam.
We end up getting the ball back, and we end up winning on that possession.
And he went over the top of that play and just made an unbelievable play, but it was because of great effort and determination.
It was Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and my sister had breast cancer, so it was so emotional and fun at the same time.
Matt's can do so much more outside of being a football player in life, which is what he's showing everybody right now because of his intelligence, because of his work ethic, because he's got great people skills. But I think football was an outlet for Matt through some tough times.
The Gator fight song, of course. Cheer for the orange and blue, waving forever. Proud of Florida, may she drop never. We'll sing a song, a flag today. Cheer for the team and play. Go Gators! Ah! I really love that song.